Special needs parents, please take note. This is your official warning. This podcast may contain explicit content, cursing, and or swearing. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone
away. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are changing the chances.
We sure are. It's another week. We're still here. Just chugging along.
Chugging along.
Yeah. I think it's a fair assessment.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Something. Anyway, so in true fashion around here, apparently we're having another controversial subject today. Controversial? Sorry, did I say that wrong? I don't know.
It's just a touchy subject for what it is.
It is. But you know what? It's happening. And I think that, again, acknowledging it that it's happening is important. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're like nodding, but no words are coming out.
I don't even know. It's just going to be a subject. A touchy subject.
Okay. Anyways, here we are. So if you live in the United States, which most of you our listeners do.
I would say a good majority of our listeners do.
Probably know what's going on. And it's the whole Roe versus Wade situation and then making a termination. And they have decided
it is illegal to have abortions.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Is the easiest way to put it. And I'm not, again, we're not here to, this is about who's right, wrong. Yeah. This is literally just things maybe we've noticed, thoughts to bring up. Because I personally like to try and see things from multiple viewpoints. That's who I am as a person. And I like to put things out there that hopefully other people can see it. You don't have to agree with me.
Well, that's the thing.
This is not about that. This is just about you taking 2 seconds to realize maybe there's something there you weren't thinking about, didn't see before. Again, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm not. Yes. We're just talking. We're just talking. We're having just a conversation.
Just having a conversation.
So we're not here to offend you or make you angry or anything.
That being said, how it kind of pertains to Piper and us. Had things like this been in effect, because we did have the option to just, like, what would that have been like later, or when we
are okay, so I think this is what you're talking about. I'm a little confused. I think this is what you're talking about.
My brain's all over the place.
So if you've been around, you know we had twins. Uh-huh. They came early, and the only answer they had for us is that it was because they were twins and my body said, hey, we're done. Time for these children to come out.
No, that's not where I was going.
Are we talking about the second time around?
No.
Okay.
We took a test that was not covered by my insurance.
A genetics test?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So had they come back and said, hey, your twins have got like this crazy genetic order, they probably will not live. Like, you know, you're going to carry them to term, this, that, and the other, whatever. But when they're born, they're more than likely not going to survive. They're not going to be compatible with life. They're going to have all these issues, whatever. Where you're kind of given the option, since you have taken this genetic test and it is so early in the pregnancy, you could have aborted.
You're right. I think that in a lot of cases,
because if your
doctors give you the option,
they give you that option because it is very traumatic, carrying a child for 9 months. I don't know. I've never carried a child, but I can only imagine how traumatic carrying a child for 9 months and then it being born and the doctor telling you, hey, by the way, your kid's lucky if it's going to live through the night. Like,
I listen to podcasts, you know, I do all those things. Yeah. Somebody who they looked at him and just said, you plan for a funeral. And that's what they did.
Which is horrible. Like,
they didn't plan to bring a baby home. They planned a funeral.
But I think there are more aspects to be taken into consideration?
I think there's a lot. I think because some people tend to make it very black and white.
We, at least for me, wouldn't have made a difference for me. I don't know if I just have it in me for you to be like, yeah, just go down and we'll just terminate this and start over. Like that's just me. That's not my personality.
So when I did not know where you were going with this conversation, and I thought you were talking about that pertained to us, is we did talk to our doctor after the children were born.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we didn't know
yeah.
if we wanted to have more. We, you know, we hadn't decided yet because it was so early. You know, when I asked her, I'm like, what are the chances of this happening again? Like, because you need to know. Like, you want to try to make an informed choice.
Decision, yeah.
And for us, she did just happen to mention, like, the chances of you getting pregnant with twins again is highly unlikely. Could it happen? Sure, because anything is possible.
Yeah. You could just be that fertile. Whatever.
And if it does happen, I do not remember the specific term, but basically a selective, you can choose to terminate one. So if we had got pregnant with twins, we could have chosen to terminate one to give my body a better chance
to hold on
to be pregnant longer.
And then they also, didn't she say something about like sewing your cervix or something like that?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things you can do.
Yeah, but they're, you know, things like that. That I feel like are probably no longer options.
They are not. There are no options.
Like, and I just, I don't.
There are no options now. Your option is if you get pregnant, you have to have a baby. So I hope that.
I don't think that's right. Personally, like, I don't feel.
I think, again, that's a very black and white way to look at it.
Yes. No. And because there's more to it. There's more of a color range than just black and white.
Yes, it is very. There's a lot.
Clearly. We live in color. In living color. Wait, I can't say that, can I?
Yes, damn it. You're fine.
Okay.
Another big thing that's like super irritating in the grand scheme of things, and even before this whole situation, is men have no consequences. Not one. I mean, what do you think?
About what?
About men not having consequences. Do you think I'm right?
About knocking up somebody? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they have no consequences. It takes two people to make a baby. And
yes,
men walk away all the time.
Not all of us.
I know. I'm not. But it's like, and now you don't have a choice.
That
it's
I
like,
do understand.
You're pregnant. Like, well, go do luck. You're stuck with it. But that man who participated in this action to get you here can walk off and do it to somebody else. And he doesn't have to answer for it at all. How is that okay?
I'm not saying that it is.
I'm just confused. You're but telling
at
this.
At that point, like it, I feel like it gets crazy because then it's his word against hers. And then essentially.
His word against hers about what? If whether or not they had sex?
If it's his, yeah. Because
if she's forced to have a baby, you just take a paternity test. Yep, you're the fucking father. Now man up and deal with it.
I feel if they're going to make the woman, if the government's going to make the woman have that child or suffer consequences, then yeah, there should be a paternity test. And if said woman's like, you know, Joe Brown over here is daddy. Okay, well, then said Joe Brown needs to have a paternity test. And if he is the culprit, then he should be held accountable. Like if she has to have that child, I mean, I know that they're not like making you keep it, but. You know, it's like,
no, but it's,
but on the flip side too,
doesn't matter if they're making you keep it. It shouldn't be fair. It's again, not fair to a woman to decide that she wants to keep it, but shouldn't the government doesn't want to help. Let's just be honest.
No, they don't.
With lots of things, not just this. Obviously,
well, that's what pisses me off too about it is it's like, they're going to force you to have a child knowing that. Let's say this is an 18-year-old girl. She went, you know, whatever the case may be. First time she had sex, she gets pregnant, whatever. She's not equipped to be a parent. She's just a kid herself. So she gives the kid up, goes into the foster system. This system in this country is horrible.
Well, it's broken.
It's so broken because for one, you've got people that are saying that, you know, they're caring for these kids and they're not. They're just using these kids as a check.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or, you know, unfortunately, it's sad to say that these kids get placed with very
terrible people.
Terrible people that do very, very terrible things to these children. Starve them, beat them, sexually assault them, whatever the case may be. And the government doesn't give two shits. And, you know, there's next to no funding. There's no help. The people that are legitimately in this field do it because they care and do it because they know that this system is screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to now take away the option of almost trying to like number control that. Like if we can let girls feel safe and be like, okay, you know what? You made a mistake. It happens. You're pregnant. You're not equipped for this child. You should be able to go somewhere and terminate that. Like, I struggle because it is still, in my mind, taking a life. But at the same time, you should have that option as a person. And not just a woman.
Yeah.
As a person. As a human fucking being.
Yeah.
Like, you've got these white suit dickheads up in... that are just that. They're dickheads. Mm. They're dudes. They have no fucking concept. And it's like, you are trying to essentially control an entire, like... race of, you're trying to control the women, and it's not gonna fucking work. Like, I've already seen so much backlash. Like, that's like, you know, trying to piss on a fire to put it out. It's just not gonna happen. But no, I don't think that, I agree with you. I don't think that there is enough repercussions for men, especially now that this law is passed. It's like, you know, if the woman gets caught trying to get an abortion, like, you getting some serious shit or whatever.
Yeah. And the man again, still walking around, still impregnating women because he still can.
Because
men can do that.
And I think
their
also
entire
is,
lives.
You know, like, I feel like sex ed is not taught. Parents don't want to talk to their kids about sex.
Well, and schools, they don't want it in schools, which is crazy. Yeah. Like, if you don't want to teach it to your kids as a parent, then at least allow a school system to teach it to your kids. And we're not talking no sex, because that's the problem. Is they're like, they should teach no sex. Well, guess what?
Guess what? Kids are curious.
People
and
are going
shit.
To have sex. And the problem is when you don't teach ways to have safe sex, that's when you end up with more pregnancies, because they've never been taught how to do it otherwise. You've just taught not to do it, or... I mean,
it's like, oh, you know, yeah, it sucks because, you know, with this, the culture and our society, I don't know. I don't think it's right. There should be options. Like, the one that I go back to is, let's say a woman is raped. Horrible analogy, but let's say she's raped and she's impregnated. She did not want that sex to begin with because, hello, she was raped. Two, she gets pregnant against her will. She did not, again, consent to that sex.
Mm-hmm.
It was forced upon her, and now she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, so now you're going to make this woman carry this child for 9 months that reminds her every single day of her traumatic experience of being raped, being forced on. And, you know, yes, she may change her mind and want to be a mother. Or again, she may turn around and be like, I don't want this child because it is a constant reminder of what was done to me. So said child gets put in the system again.
Yeah.
A broken, flawed system that apparently this government that made this law gives two shits about trying to fix and help.
It's just so confusing.
It really is.
And I have seen this in, again, another group, another thing I follow, is even now, even though it's more talked about, people who have miscarriages, a lot of times, they're not looked at as babies. They're, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, was it really a baby? Like, are you really sad? Like, isn't a big deal?
I've known people, I've worked with guys where their wives have had miscarriages, and to them, they lost a child.
Agreed. And I totally get that. But like, it's all perception. But governments and the government and stuff don't recognize those, or at least didn't. Let me clarify. Now that things are all of a sudden changing, didn't recognize those as babies.
You know what's funny?
You can't have a birth certificate for a baby that was miscarried.
Yeah, you can't.
So, and I get it. Technically, they weren't. Like,
they weren't
birthed.
They weren't birthed.
But if abortion is murder because it's a living life, then a miscarriage is still the loss of a living life.
Okay. It's, so me and one of the guys at work were talking about this on Friday when I had a minute while I was in the shop. So before all this passed, if I committed a murder, let's say I killed a woman. Okay. During autopsy, it shows said woman is pregnant. I get caught. I'm now getting charged with 2 counts of murder because of said child.
Yeah.
But you don't, what was, gosh, I can't remember how he worded it. But at the flip side, they're like, well, you can just go ahead and abort it because it's not a living thing. So on one side, you want to charge me if I kill someone, if I kill a woman and it comes out in the autopsy, she's pregnant. I can get slammed with 2 life sentences because but then on the flip side, the government wants to say, well, it's not a life. It's nothing like because they were allowing the abortions and stuff like that, whatever. So now it's like, okay, so now they're passing it. Now you guys are recognizing it as a life. Like you're making it.
Yeah.
It's like you totally flipped your stance on that.
Well, like, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how we go from one. Like, what happened? Yeah. Why are we doing this? This feels way more of a because control thing.
Some blue collared, suit dude up in the fucking White House decided so.
Like, it's just, I don't know. And I don't like the idea that it's men. It is people who have male bodies because I don't, with all the thing terms today, they.
True.
Making choices about women's bodies.
Yeah. Well, and I don't necessarily agree with it. But like I said, I think that there should be options just because on one side, yes, I feel that there are plenty of women out there that are complete and total hussies that are walking around just getting knocked up and don't think twice about it because, well, I can just go to a clinic and get an abortion. I don't think that's right. Like, check yourself. Like, you can do something to prevent that. Like, to me, it's almost like situational. And I know that that's a hard way to try and do something to make a law because then you're like picking and choosing what's okay and who makes that decision. Again, probably some dude that probably shouldn't be. But I also believe that I believe women should have these options. It's you should have a choice.
The only so this is something that comes up when you have said this last statement about hussies. Apparently we've figured out where Jesse lands. Anyways.
No, I'm just saying,
first of all, again, no consequences for men. Let me just point this out again. Second of all, it is highly unfair to, again, it goes back to like, we are trying to level the playing field between males and females constantly. And we have just pushed women back again because it's like, oh, a man is free to be a sexual being and explore and do anything he wants to.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't have any consequences because guess what? He should be wrapping it up too.
But this is what I'm saying though. But they're not being labeled that way. Women are. You just said so yourself. You just call her a hussy.
Well, yeah. And the dudes that she's probably jumping from dude to dude to dude to dude are just as bad as she is.
You're right. But we ain't talking about them. We're talking about that woman. I'm just saying, it just seems so unfair constantly. And it's like, we're telling women that they should explore and they should be able to be sexual like men. But again, we've just pushed them back because heaven fucking forbid something happened that wasn't planned. And now there are no options.
I just got done saying, I think that you guys should have options.
I know you did.
Well, you're getting mad at me.
I am not getting mad at you. It's kind of an inside joke. It's funny. Anyways. And I don't know. It's just super irritating that why are we going backwards? Why are we going backwards?
I get that.
We need to not go backwards. We need to go forwards. And this isn't forwards. And it's irritating. And I'm not happy about it.
I think there needs to be education. More education.
That's the number one thing. This is where we should be focusing our time and our money. Is education. I am
convinced, that.
And help with preventative stuff.
Guys need to raise their sons better. Like, just because a girl's wearing a dress does not mean that you catcall her and
we live there also.
No, exactly. It's like, you know what? She's wearing a pretty dress because she feels pretty. It makes her feel good. That does not give a bunch of dudes the rights. I mean, I have a daughter. I would be busting fucking mouths if I was with my daughter and a bunch of dudes just started whistling and catcalling her and shit. And it's like, dude, show some fucking respect. Have a little class. Like, to me, that tells me, like, you're just a douche. You're a tool. Like, you've got no class whatsoever.
Well, and then, you know.
But, again, it's because we haven't taught our sons of the country to where it's like, you need to fucking control yourself. Just because she wears something, yes, it may look good. You keep your fucking comments to yourself.
You can appreciate it in your head.
Exactly. Like, there's no need for it. Or, you know, oh, well, she was wearing provocative clothing, so she asked to be raped. Motherfucker, no, she did not. Like, agreed. You keep your fucking hands to yourself. Just because she's wearing something that looks skimpy or quote unquote slutty or whatever does not mean that she was asking to be raped.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Or asking to be forced upon and deal with you being a lewd asshole all night. Like, oh, well, you're dressing like this, baby. This is what you want, right? Like, no, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So, no, I do think that there needs to be more repercussions for men. And I do believe that we need to educate our boys at a young age. You know what? This is not how you treat women.
Yes, agreed. I am 100% agreed. Agreed. But it also goes, you know, it needs to be taught in schools, and we're not. And I know, and I'm not.
Oh, I know, right?
I mean, sex education, we need to do that in schools, first of all. Second of all, we need places like Planned Parenthood where people can get things to help prevent unwanted pregnancies without having to be able to face their parents, because sometimes facing your parents is hard.
Oh, 100%. Let's just
be honest. I don't care how open your parents are. Okay?
Sometimes, you know, just feeling the shame of letting your parents down, you don't want to deal with that.
You just don't want to. So it's like if
you can go to a clinic and just get it done, because you should have that option. You should have that choice.
Well, and you should have the option of having a clinic who can offer you birth control, who can offer you condoms, who can offer you testing for STIs. Like these things are important and we need them. And that's where we need to be putting our money.
Well, what pisses me off too is it's like you take away that option for an abortion. What if you go in for a checkup and it's like, oh, well, you're going to have a very difficult pregnancy because now your blood pressure's through the roof. You've got this problem that we're looking at. Like, what if there is a danger of mom dying?
Well, agreed.
So now you're forcing her to carry this child that could possibly kill her.
Right.
Well, you're hey, by the way, dad, now you've got this kid that you really didn't want and you're wifeless.
Not even. No, I'm hoping if she's your wife that you did want this child.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If it was an accident that you guys hadn't planned this to where it was like, you know what?
Not even that, though. If you wanted a baby and you think you're going to have a happy family.
Okay. You and I waited. We were trying to prevent having a child. And then we talked about having a child.
Yeah.
In the midst of us not wanting a child, if you got pregnant and we went and they were like, you know what? This child could probably kill you.
Well, in all fairness, you wanted a baby way before I did.
I did. But if we would have been told this child can kill you, I probably would have been like, you know what? No.
No, I agreed.
I don't want the child. I'm not saying I don't want the child, but it's like, that's going to be hard. Now I'm a single dad.
No, I get that. No, we're on the same page. We're not fighting about this. We're on the same page. You were just saying, I was just pointing out, but if you guys had planned it and wanted a family.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You cut me off and it's like that.
I know. And I'm sorry.
Yes, you may want a family, but not right.
No. I'm saying in general, even if you're two people who are married and you've decided like me and you were like, we're going to have a baby and it's going to be awesome. And you get pregnant and you're so excited and everybody's happy. And this is the ideal situation. This is where I'm at. Okay. And then you go to a doctor and they're like, all those terrible things that you've just said, like.
It can take mom. This, it can kill mom. This, it can.
You probably won't live. It'll kill you. And there are no options.
Like, you can't even just be like, okay,
so now you're
early enough along. Can we terminate so that I can not have to worry about dying?
Right. So it's like you've taken that away and now you're what? Spending 9 months
worrying if you're even going to live because.
And preparing for you to raise a child on your own, which you won't get help with because we don't do that.
Yeah.
Like.
It's like, oh, well, you're a single dad now because we forced your wife to not have an option to terminate a pregnancy that could have killed her, which it did. And now you're a single dad and we're not going to help you. That's like, on you. Figure it
oh,
out.
Oh, well, yeah. Like,
and it's like, really? Because then where does that lead to? Like, yeah. It's, again, I'm like, it's a just, vicious fucking cycle.
There's just so many things that feel like.
Again, it's not black and white.
It's not.
There's so just, many variables.
There is. And you're right. It goes from the very like just irresponsible somebody who didn't, who got pregnant, maybe doesn't want it.
Exactly.
And from other people who find out that, you know, their kids aren't going to live.
Yeah. There's more to it than just aborting a pregnancy.
Yeah. I mean,
there's so many variables, so many different, you know, case to case situations.
Mm-hmm. There is. And it just sucks.
What if another hypothetical, let's say you've already had two pregnancies. And both your children are blind. You have a degenerative eye disease. And they're like, it's genetic. You've got a 98% chance of your third kid being blind. Or whatever the case is. Blindness, deafness, spina bifida, whatever. And it's like, yeah, okay. Let's say the guy went and got fixed. Well, guess what? Vasectomies aren't 100%. I've got one.
I mean, they're pretty dang close.
Pretty dang close. But we have a family friend who lives across the country, whose husband got fixed, and months later, after the fix, she got pregnant.
Because it didn't work.
Because his vasectomy did not work. Like, yeah. It did, but it, like, reconnected somehow or something, whatever.
Like, that's, like, total responsible, like,
you know what? They did what they were supposed to. They decided we're done with kids. Mm-hmm. He went and got fixed, you know?
Yeah.
Lo and behold, she got pregnant again. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's fault. But if they wanted to, they should have had the option to terminate that if they wanted to, because they were done.
Yeah.
They did the adult thing, the mm-hmm. smart thing, whatever the case is. Okay, we're gonna eliminate this just like we did. I'm fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got pregnant, I'd be like, wait a minute. No, no. Like we went and medically had that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, even though you're a high-risk pregnancy, we would be forced to keep this.
Yeah.
Not saying that, I mean, for me, I'd be like, well, it just is what it is. Like,
no, we both would. We'd just be like, well, this is what we're doing, I guess. Yep,
this is what we're doing. But, I mean, I guess the powers to be decided we are going to have another one. Oh, but, no, I just feel like there should be options. Like,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that starting out, there's no sexual education in schools. Most families don't talk about it because it's a taboo subject.
Yeah.
You know, like it just.
And I think what it comes down to is, you know, again, it's your average middle class, lower class, poverty, people who are really going to suffer, because I guarantee you anybody who has money will always get what they want because that's what they do.
That's how it's been. It's how it's going to be. It's how it's going to stay.
That's not okay.
No, it's not. Because guess what? If someone of a political stance up in Congress or whatever gets pregnant and she doesn't want to do it, I'm sure she could find a secret clinic and have that taken care of and handled. No problems, no questions asked. Why? Because of her rank in society, her being a member of Congress or, you know, the Senate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it goes back to the one percenters being able to just pretty much have the rules work for them. You know, the laws apply to us little folk down here, but mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to them up there, it's they can be bent or, you know,
buy their way out of it or
pay off said doctor because, you know, they're friends with doctors and lawyers and all that shit. Hey, just come on over here to my multi-billion-dollar home. Do it in-house. No one needs to know. I'll pay you cash under the table. But we can't do that. We just get to suffer. And it's like, well, you can't go anywhere and do this because you'll go to jail or whatever the fucking case is. And it's like, no, you're stuck. Now you're just stuck being pregnant. You don't have any options. And I don't think that's right. That's pretty much the government telling us what we can and can't do as people.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed. As people, like, the government is now telling you as telling us as people, like, well, guess what? As society, you will now just do as you were told.
Yeah.
You are no longer allowed to have abortions. It's against the law. Well, what the fuck? You don't get to tell me as the government. And I felt the same way when they pulled that shit with insurance. It's like, well, you have to pay for insurance or you're going to be penalized at the end of the year. You don't fucking get to. If I want to sit in my house and die of cancer because I don't feel like paying out the wazoo and putting my family into debt or whatever, that's my choice. But nope, they passed the law and Obamacare and all that bullshit. And this is, to me, is just the same.
In all fairness, I'm just going to throw this out there. Shit. Obamacare, actually, I mean, in the long run, I think was good. Because we started offering insurance to people who actually, like,
couldn't. No, there was. It was a catch-22.
It definitely, again, a system that just needed to be tweaked and worked a little bit.
But then they turned around and gave the insurance company and you saw the power. Well, now we're going to charge you a bazillion dollars.
Okay, well, we can't get into this. This is not where we're going. We can't get it. But no,
to me, that's just how I feel about it, is because now it's just another way of the government steamrolling us as society. Like, they have made this decision for all women across the country.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's right.
No, agreed. I think.
Because I guarantee you, if they switched roles and said at the age of 18, all men must have vasectomies because it's reversible.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you and your wife decide you want children, you can go and get it reversed. I guarantee there'll be a fucking uproar. It wouldn't pass.
Well, I mean, there was an uproar about this. But yes, I understand. I do.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, you're right. It wouldn't pass.
It wouldn't pass. How many John Dicks and Harrys up in Congress would be like, oh, that's not going to pass. I'm not going to put my son through that when he turns 18, blah, blah, blah. No, fuck that, dude. If you're going to put this on women, there should be something in effect for men. If they're going to pass a law, okay, great.
Agreed.
It's reversible. I would never go and get it reversed. It's a one-time deal for me because it does not feel pleasant. It was one and done.
This was a choice for us. Like, we're done.
But if you're going to make it to where, guess what? You get pregnant, you are now forced to have that child. Well, guess what? You're a man. You're a male. You were born with the Y chromosome. You can produce offspring with a female that does not have the Y chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
So when you turn 18, you have to. And you should just make it to where insurances have to pick it up. Guess what? My son just turned 18. It's like a bar mitzvah. Instead of chopping off your wang, you're getting fixed. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at with you.
Those aren't bar mitzvahs, but yes. I understand what you were saying.
I don't know. I'm not.
That's a whole different thing. Anyways, but agreed.
If you're going to, as a government.
It takes two people to make a baby. It takes two people to make another human being.
Because I guarantee you, you'll have less pregnant girls if you start making it to where, guess what? Guys, at 18, dad takes you down to the clinic, you get a vasectomy, and when you decide you want kids, you have to get it reversed, whatever. Guarantee you, the pregnancy rates will go down. Because,
well, of course, if you're
because the dudes
literally like stopping it from,
you're stopping it right at the fucking source.
But you know what the thing?
But my body, my choice. The guys, I don't want to do that.
Well, of course you don't want to fucking do that. You're damn right.
And guess what? The girl should have the choice. I don't want to be pregnant if I get pregnant.
Yeah.
I should have the option to terminate. Okay, yeah, exactly. They feel that way, guys. And you don't want to go and get fixed before. That's my argument.
I gotcha. I hear you. And I agree with you 100%. I just think that.
But it would never pass.
Yes.
It blows me away that this passed.
I know, right? I don't.
Totally blows me away that this passed. I have no idea.
I'm in shock, and it's crazy, and I don't even. And again, everybody's entitled to their own opinions because everybody's not going to think the same. I understand that.
No, but I mean, I can look at someone else's viewpoint and still be like, okay, we're friends or whatever. We just have different viewpoints. Great. Doesn't change. Like, I think that people also get bitter because people can't see others' point of views.
Yeah. And that's all. This is all I wanted to bring up here is some point of views that we are personally connected to, in like the way of lots of families with medically complex babies and moms lives being put in danger. And
because I'm even just all in some forums on Facebook and groups and stuff. And
you know, there are
more variables than just, well, she got pregnant.
Yeah.
She should just deal with it. No.
And again, when that happens, it's like that boy can walk away at any minute and he doesn't have to suffer any consequences. And it's just unfair. It's just unfair in so many ways. All these things.
I agree. There's a lot of things in this world right now that are very unfair.
Yeah. And that's not okay. And I wasn't here to make anybody angry.
No.
That was not the case. I'm sure we've pissed some people off.
That's what I do. I come in, piss people off, fuck shit up, and then I'm out.
What's really funny is because before we even started recording, Jesse was like, well, Alicia's going to do all the talking. Pretty sure I didn't. You were very receptive. That was a compliment.
You're welcome.
I'm like, that was a compliment.
I have very mixed emotions on the subject, but I do feel that there should be options.
I feel like if you don't have mixed emotions, then you probably live because in black and white.
Well, no, because a part of me is like that is life.
You made
life,
you
have an abortion, you are taking that life.
I hear you.
But again, there should be options because there are situations like I don't feel a woman that is raped and gets pregnant, I don't feel she should be forced to keep that child. Or
I hear you.
A young 16-year-old girl that no one spoke to her about sex ed, her parents don't talk to her about it, nothing. Her and her boyfriend
had information.
No information whatsoever. Went behind the snow shack, had some fun, whatever. Wow, first time.
Snow shack. Interesting.
Was that funny, kiddo? And you know, 16 years old, and now she's pregnant, and you're gonna force her to. Essentially, you don't know what that's gonna do to her. She could drop out.
Or this child. Because even if she gives it up, in a place where we don't have a system that works well, It's just, it's a lot. And again, I don't think it's black and white. And I hope that maybe, no matter what your opinion is, you heard something and just thought about it for 2 seconds from a different way. That's all I wanted.
Just to see it from a different perspective.
That was it. Your opinion is your opinion. Your thoughts, your thoughts. I'm just totally hoping.
On board and think it's a righteous thing. Great. Kudos. That's your opinion.
I mean, I just hope you took two seconds. Boo-boo. Yes. To think about it and realize maybe you didn't consider all sides
completely through.
Completely. But what do I know, right?
Yeah.
Just a lonely old person who started a podcast and here we are.
You're just a stupid woman.
Totally.
Yeah, because that's pretty much what I'm getting from. That's kind of how I feel like with these things getting, these laws like this getting passed, is it's like, just shut your face, you stupid woman, and do what you're told.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. We're getting pushed backwards. And why aren't we going forward?
No. That's not how. Yeah, and I agree with you. We should not be going backwards. I mean, it took all of these great women, Rosa Parks and, you know, some of these other great women fighting for your guys' rights to vote and to have similar rights as men. And then it does. It seems like this is a big fucking setback.
Yeah.
Like, you're pretty much just stating, no, man here, woman here, you do what you're told because man say so.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's not how it fucking is. It's not right, for one.
Yeah.
And two, it's like, we're human beings. We're individuals and we're human beings. I don't think any government has the right to dictate what you do with your body like that. Like,
I got you. I hear you.
We're not a communist country, even though it may seem like we're headed that way real quick. But
And that's, you know, why you got to keep fighting and keep trying to make all the changes. And
whether I have mixed emotions or not, I would much rather help a woman feel comfortable about, you know,
having a choice.
Yeah. Than being on the other side and being like, no, you're just a stupid woman. Shut up and do what you're told. Like, that's bullshit to me. And for me, it just falls into the category of bullying. It's the government being a fucking bully. And I don't like it. I don't do well with bullies. So it's like, no. The government shouldn't be telling my wife what she can do with and without her body. Like, you're with her body or not. Like, that's bullshit. The government shouldn't be saying any of that to any of the women in my lives. Like,
I gotcha.
So for me, it's just, it's a trigger.
I got that. Is it? Because I didn't gather that at all.
It's a trigger. It's like, no. You want to be a bully? Let's do this. Like, it's just, oh, man. No.
Okay. But we're going to end this. Again, this is another one of those topics that was a little heated. It gets a little out of control. We have a lot of emotions. We do try to keep them kind of...
Pretty sure our producer slash...
I do try to keep them under control to a point, but, you know, there's only so much I can do.
Our producer, we need to let him off the hook. We're going to go ahead and go.
Yes. Well, we just probably need to, because...
He's probably been stressed out this entire episode.
It's getting heated. I know. When I tell him sometimes what the episodes are, he's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So,
anyways.
Thanks for joining us. You know, we hope that we did not... upset or offend anybody.
Again, I'm sure I did, but that was not our intention.
Just
throwing some shit out there, hoping you guys hear it and think about it. That's all. So
hopefully you come back and we didn't scare you off or upset you enough to stop listening to us. But
maybe we'll have an upbeat one next week, okay?
If we did, we apologize. And
well, if I scared you off, you weren't meant to be here.
Yep, exactly. That's where I was going with that. Like, sorry, didn't mean to offend you, but at the same time, piss in the wind, because we probably don't want you here.
Shit needed to be said. We said it.
Yeah. I don't sugarcoat shit for nobody.
Clearly. Anyways.
Awesome.
I will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.